Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. Amen and amen. This is tape 160526. Amen. Praise the Lord. I welcome you once more to Prophetic Declarations Hour, a moment of divine encounter, a season of supernatural transformation, a platform where destinies are aligned with heaven's agenda. This is your month of fruitfulness, month of multiplying fruitfulness. Every dry season is turning into abundance, and every emptiness is turning into overflow. And every form of barrenness is broken forever in Jesus' name. Get ready for divine visitation. Get ready for supernatural productivity. Get ready for testimonies beyond the human explanation. Amen. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I shall not be barren. I want you to shout, say, I shall not be barren. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. The theme we are focusing on today is breaking barrenness. Breaking barrenness. And our scripture focus is from the book of Exodus, chapter 23 and verse 26. Exodus 23, verse 26. And it says, there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren. Amen. I want us to quickly reflect on that scripture. Beloved, barrenness is not only physical. Barrenness is not only physical. Barrenness can appear in different areas of life. A person may be active, yet not productive. Some work hard, but see little or no results. Some pray, but feel delayed. They feel delayed in answers. Some have dreams, some have visions, some have gifts, some have potentials, yet nothing seems to be manifesting. But the word of God has come with power this month, declaring, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. You know what the meaning of that? That means your efforts shall no longer fail. Your labor shall no longer be wasted. Your destiny shall no longer be delayed. Your prayers shall produce answers. Your life shall begin to show visible results. The God who visited Anna, the God who remembered Sarah, the God who removed the reproach of Elizabeth is still the same God today. I want you to say amen to that. Hallelujah. Every invisible chain limiting your fruitfulness is breaking now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every area of dryness is receiving